Hello, this is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, Balancing Form and Essence. Well, this time of year seems like the time when the balance of form and essence comes into very sharp focus. When essence seems to become a very important part of our daily lives. No matter what our religious backgrounds or inheritances, the end of our calendar year always seems to portend a time when appreciation is given, when celebration of families happen, when the preparation for the long winter ahead happens, whether it's in sunny Hawaii or even in Australia, where the season is called summer rather than winter. It's a time of year when we tend to pick up our past and turn it over and over in our hands, contemplating whether or not we did the right thing or we could have done something better or we could have done something. And it's also a time for us when we have the possibility to gather ourselves, to prepare ourselves, to use the forms of practice that we have, to be able to build our strength for the coming spring. This year, of course, is very different in the sense that finally this time that we all have been gathering ourselves for, the end of the Mayan calendar, has come and passed, and perhaps on the 22nd, we're still in it. Calendars are very interesting. I don't know the very beginning of calendar and how it came to be that mankind began to mark out certain cycles, began to put a form to their fully essential life, to be able to communicate time, not only to themselves, but to others, to be able to agree on meeting again at the same time next year. Each Aboriginal culture has some kind of calendar, some kind of way to mark time. And when did this start? I don't know. But the balance of form and essence is with us now. Has one of the calendars has come to an end? Well, the most cynical say, well, they just ran out of rock, or they just ran out of energy and they didn't want to write anymore. They'd done over 5,000 years, so why should they continue? To the most optimistic, which says this was a significant stop. This was the time when they decided great change would happen, and they did not know how to mark their calendar after this. And then there are all the viewpoints in between. I fluctuated from one to the other and back again and somewhere in between. And all I know at this moment is that Reiki has called out in me something that is growing inside of me, a new way, another way, I should say, not a new way, but another way to really use as a basis for my life. It's very difficult to explain, but it's like being able to really go to another perspective and stay there, even though it's uncomfortable, even though I have to give up some of my selfish ideals and values and belief systems, even though I might have to give up some of my connection or attachment to form and go more to essence and trust essence, not using calendars to as a defense mechanism, for instance, or to feel like I'm in control, because I feel like that's the other end of the spectrum of calendars and watches, is that we think we're in control of our lives. We think we know when we can die and that we have a lifespan, and of course we'll live to be 80 years old now. And that our life is speeding up. Well, our life is not speeding up. This is my particular opinion. Our life is not speeding up. We just have so much sensory input that we have to develop ways to sort that input without filtering it out, because all of it's very important. And we need to be able to then sort it out and then decide what to do with it, not out of habit, but in the moment. Change your mind. Decide that now is the time, rather than a year from now, to do something. It gives us freedom from our calendars, from our watches. And it also makes us aware of how important it is to be able to create these meeting places of time-space so that we can come together, reassure ourselves that we are, in fact, alive at the same time. The essential form, if I may use that, is to say, I know you're out there. I know we are together here on the planet right now. And I know that in each of us, there lives 1,000 generations back to the very beginning of man, where we are one, where we come from the same DNA stock, where going back 1,000 generations, we are all very closely related. And so, brothers and sisters, cousins, aunts and uncles, we are, in fact, not just in essence, but in fact, we are one. We are one race. We are one human species with so much diversity that it challenges our need for separation, for form, for difference, for comparison, for competition. And this tension of this ancestral memory of knowing that we are one, not just in essence, but also in our form, in our human form, pulls against the need to be unique, to be an individual, to be separate. I don't want to have anything to do with you because you're different. You challenge me too much, and so I don't like you. And I banish you from my life. We say these things all the time. And now, we're even, as a community, as a civilization, acting this out by shooting one another, by killing one another. Well, if I can't banish you from my life and let you go live 100 miles away over the mountain range and never see you again, I'll make sure I never see you again by shooting you, by killing you. Sons and mothers, brothers to brother, one religion shooting another religion. The form that of separation that has taken place and is being lived out right now is a part of all of us. And so I think of what can we do, what can I do as an individual to balance this form and this essence and bring it into some kind of integral oneness. How can we do this? And my answer 30 years ago was, treat yourself every day. Allow Reiki to change you. Allow Reiki to bring you into oneness. I still think that this is a very good place to start. But now, at this time, and because of my own experience in the last year or two, what I have seen is that it isn't that the daily treatments aren't enough. It's just that I cannot be a passive bystander anymore. I have to put myself into the change. I have to, as they say, be the change. I have to be the change. So I can't depend on my neighbor or that wonderful, inspired speaker on TED or that fantastic teacher, that guru, that Reiki master. I can't let them do it for me. I have to do it myself. In this world, especially in spirituality, the separations are just crumbling. All around us, we see evidence of this. And it's not because the religions are getting weaker. It's because the message is everyone is responsible for themselves. They don't get to have monks and nuns in monasteries being spiritual, being there and praying for us 100% of their time. We have to do it for ourselves. And they are free then to integrate their lives into an everyday life where there are more challenges perhaps, but also a way to temper their faith and have it become stronger. And each one of us needs to temper our spirit to be able to be strong and to be able to be clear, and to be able to be discerning. Discerning, that's a good word. You know, I think that in the very, very early days of my Reiki, I ended up doing the EST training, E-S-T training. And it was very controversial at the time, perhaps still is. It was a very big group training that we did over a weekend, and it changed my life. And one of my dear friends at the time, and a person who was very into us, just told me, she said, you know, the message in our lifetime is to become discerning. That means to be able to make decisions, taking in everything in this moment, all the different pieces of information from our ancestral past to all of our dreams of the future. We have to bring all that together and discern, what is it that is me? What is it that serves me? Reiki helps us with discernment. Reiki gives us all these different experiences consciously so that we can make these decisions, we can make choices, we can be discerning. And when we make these decisions, when we make these discernments consciously, then we start to change the world. So as we do our self-treatments, we are also applying what we know about ourselves and about who we are through our decisions, through our discernments. And in doing that, we also change the world. And it comes from very, very, it seems like very small things like recycling. I've carried Coke cans or empty bottles, water bottles, plastic water bottles, through many airports looking for a recycling bin, hoping that that recycling bin is really, truly a recycling bin and not just a good PR bin. How many of you have picked up trash, have picked up recyclables, put them in the back of your car and taken them home and put them in your recycling bin? We are drowning in our own garbage. We are being fed our own garbage sometimes. And that's why, for me, the form of our human body suffers. But the essential part is we are all one. So what does that mean when we think about the natural process of life? The natural separations of domains. Are plants and animals, do they live on this earth to provide us with food? Well, in some way, simplistically, yes. But we also live to provide animals and plants with food. And that's the part of the cycle we forget. Because we have this illusion that we are in control. That because of our intellect and our ability to discern and make decisions, we can step outside the natural order. Well, it's interesting that on this December 22nd, it seems to me that the big question in many people's minds yesterday was, am I in the order? Am I going to survive? Am I shifting consciousness? Because essentially, we want and we know we are one. Thank you for listening to my thoughts and my feelings about this end of the year. It's been a wonderful time for me to just contemplate what has been happening in my life, what the patterns are, and what the connections are. And now we'll go into the New Year's meditation. And I'd like to dedicate this time to Hawaii Otakata, to Chijiro Hayashi, and to Mikao Usui. Because even though they weren't related family-wise, they were related because they were all Japanese. And if they went back several hundred generations, they would find that they were actually DNA-wise connected. And if we go back another few hundred generations, we are all connected. So let us go back to the times when ancestral memory was a part of our understanding of how the world worked and was a part of our strength as a human being and gave us a way to really understand our place in the natural order of things. Many of us have glitches in our ancestral memory, places where we don't want to go or remember, especially in the last maybe two or three generations. And that is why these new ways of working, healing, to heal these places are so magnificent and beautiful and very effective, like the family constellation work of Bert Hellinger. Reclaiming our ancestry, reclaiming our ancestors, and understanding that we are the point of a spear and that the shaft of the spear contains all the memories and all the direction and all the understanding of our ancestors. We are the next step of them. And when we make our decisions, when we make our discernments, they are an extension, or can be an extension, of our ancestors. Congruency is another word that comes to mind. This means for the tones of all of our ancestors, if they were in sound, would be congruent, would come to a place where they would all be one. Dissonance, or a tone that is very, very different, creates tension. But sometimes that tension can be used to create something new, rather than destroy the congruency. And that's something that if you feel like you are the dissonance in your family, you can use it to create, or you can use it to destroy. And that's your decision. So please take these next few seconds, to ready yourself to come to a really comfortable place, wherever you are, to be able to close your eyes, to be able to put your hands on yourself somewhere. To be able to just relax. Feel the energy of Reiki flowing. Through your body, into your body, by way of your hands. And settle yourself into this time-space continuum, the fourth dimension. Where essence is the key word. Allow the Reiki to flow through your body, filling your body. You can almost see yourself glow. Life, the essential life, rests in gratitude. Let us together take this moment to be grateful for our life. And know that everything that has happened in our life, every decision that we've made, has been blessed, has been a learning experience, has been a conscious exercise. Our lives are on a great adventure. Sometimes we face a very rocky road. Sometimes it's a cliff. We have to struggle and be afraid, but when we reach the top, we have a feeling of relief and exaltation. Sometimes it feels as though we're leaping off a cliff and finding our wings that keeps us from crashing. We are grateful for all those who have come before, who have given us our DNA, given us the shaft of our arrow, our spear. We are grateful for all of their adventures, all of their strengths, all of the places that they turned to someone else for help, and all the places inside themselves where they knew that they were not able to meet the challenge. Take a deep breath. And take another deep breath. And take another deep breath. And in Reiki, we find that we not only have our blood family, family to which we were born and raised, but we also have a Reiki family, a family where our connection comes from a thousand generations ago, where we were all one. We came from the same mother. And we came from the same father, if you will. And we are reconnecting to that oneness through Reiki. Breathe in the gratitude for that connection. Breathe in the gratitude for the form that brought you to Reiki. And breathe in the gratitude for all the forms of Reiki that have allowed millions of people to find this essential connection. Connection. Right now, as I do this myself. I connect to all the people I know in Reiki all over the world. And some of you, I don't know your names, but I know you. Some of you, I can't remember your face, but I know you. Some of you, I don't know your telephone number or your email address, but I know you. I know you. And we are connected. We are connected because we have shared the same profound experience of being one, of feeling the energy of Reiki flow through our hands and into our bodies. We have shared the same experience of initiation, that sacred moment when something different happens. And the moment where our lives have become set on a path. We are connected because we love, we long to be loved. Because we feel pain, and we all do not want to suffer. We are connected because we know what it's like to open the very deepest ancestral part of ourselves and love someone, have the experience of being one with them. Without knowing them, knowing who their family is, knowing what their job is, but we know them also as a human being, and we are one. in this opening of time and space, in this release of a calendar, let us take a few moments to float in the time and space continuum, so that no matter when or where you are listening to this, you will find many, many, many other spirits floating, being with you. As you float in this space, in this void, imagine finding yourself, coming to shore, coming to a sandy beach, where you find yourself in the perfect temperature, where there is no separation between you and the earth, the water, and the air. And take a few deep breaths. And bring yourself back to the environment. In which you started the journey. Before you open your eyes, consciously take a feeling picture of this moment. Maybe it's called oneness. Maybe it's called connection. And maybe it's called I am. The journey of Reiki has come to you over the last 100 years. The journey of Reiki has come to you through the last 100 years. Through individuals, our ancestry. They were human beings, but they also served another purpose. A purpose that has touched you. Given you the gift of remembering who you are. And it has given you the possibility of becoming a complete whole. May we use this next year that lies ahead of us to express our gratitude for our ancestors, for our life. And for all that is to come. For what is to come is a mystery. And this mystery is what sustains us. It's what gives us placement and is what gives us our future. This is Phyllis Furumoto with Reiki, balancing form and essence.